Great, so we're going to call the Committee of Planning, Development, and Real Estate to order. The agenda speaks to an action item. There's one change. It's really not an action item. It's an informational item. You may recall we, at our last committee meeting, we had a robust conversation on the priority networks policies and standards. The staff is actually going to provide us with an update based on conversations and comments received from this committee. But before we hear from the staff, I'll entertain a motion for approval of the amended agenda.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. All in favor? Aye. Great. So I don't know, Matt, are you presenting?
Yes, Mr. Robert.
Great.
So when we presented on April 9th, the Planning Committee, we heard a number of comments about the priority corridor network standards. Among them was the role that Metro should be playing in securing bus transit improvements region-wide, not only for the priority corridor network, but for the development of an enhanced regional bus network. We also had discussion of the deployment of incentives to get local and state transportation departments to make bus prioritizing improvements. We heard comments about the bus standards being too restrictive, not flexible enough to contemplate other policy considerations supporting continued bus service on PCN routes. And then we also heard comments about the appropriate timing of a board action on bus service standards, particularly related to current budget concerns. So we have developed this detailed response, but the summary proposal of what our response is, we would like to come back in May, and we would like to present the priority corridor network standards substantially as presented in the April meeting, with modifications to address both the restrictiveness of the service standards that we had proposed, and also with a request for direction from the board to us to develop an incentive program that could be deployed, and that we would come back later in the year for that. And we also wanted to marry that revised PCN service standards presentation to a resolution that we would draft in the next 2 weeks in consultation with yourselves that would direct staff to take a leadership role in the region, particularly in the advocacy of a regional application for federal discretionary stimulus funds to develop to make investments in regional bus prioritizing investments on our roadways. And that the direction we got from the board would emphasize that not only would those investments advance the priority corridor network and the services we operate on that, but also that it would contemplate improvements for other transit services around the region, including things like the K Street busway, and including things like dedication of right-of-way on bridges across the Potomac River, and potentially other transit-benefiting actions as well. We'd also want to clarify that in that resolution that we were really focusing on getting federal investment that were benefiting current services and not committing ourselves to necessarily to future services from a fiscal point of view. But in any event, the broad proposal is bring back the PCN service standards, come back with a resolution directing us to take a leadership role in applying for regional stimulus funds. Come back, direct us to come back later with a program or options for incentives program. And the last one was also to come back with later in the year with a map and a planning program for new express services that are a little bit different from the priority corridor network services, but encompass the kinds of things like the B30 going out to BWI, 5A going out to Dulles, some of the commuter express services and other services that could take advantage of lanes going across the bridges that we've been talking about. So that's what we would like to come back to you with in May, and we just want to get feedback on that proposal.
Great. So we're going to give you feedback. What information would you need from this committee between now and May to make your job? I know we gave you a difficult task the last time, by putting so many new issues on the table. But what information do you need from us as a committee or as jurisdictions before the May meeting?
I think some of the things that are very require nuanced language will be the language that we use for for example, the flexibility in the productivity standards. So that's something where we want to be able to set a standard, we want to put out a target, we want to also maintain the flexibility to continue providing service even if the productivity is less than the target, if there are other significant policy considerations that dictate providing priority corridor network service and regionally provided service. The wording for that, I think we just want to make sure that everyone is comfortable with that. We'd also want to come up with wording that just makes everyone comfortable that you know, we are planning for the future. We really want to set a marker down about our ambitions for the quality of service in the future, but we also want it to be clear that we're not committing the board to funds that don't exist in this or near future budget years. The wording of those would, I just want to make sure that everyone was comfortable with those, with the wording that we've proposed, and so that's what we kind of thing we'd want to work with you on.
Great. Let me open it up for questions to my colleagues. Ms. Zimmerman?
This sort of way of breaking down the problem seems mostly okay to me. The one thing I would say, though, the element of it that has to do with working with regional partners on developing a regional bus network proposal for funding with federal Recovery Act stimulus funds is something that, I mean, staff is already doing, as they note on page two. I think that it would be important for us to essentially endorse that effort to indicate to TV formally that the Metro, the Metro Board, in fact, supports WMATA's participation, even taking a lead role in what will be this application on a regional basis. And specifically, there are some things that are noted here. The staff notes on page two and the second paragraph, for instance, that an element that they believe would significantly strengthen the application would be a regional commitment to dedicate right away on one or more lanes across the Potomac River from Virginia to Columbia for use by buses and HOV. We've talked about this. I know people in my jurisdiction have talked about it, people from the other side, mm-hmm. from Columbia have talked about it. Everybody's interested, but this is the kind of thing that might give it some hope. But we kind of need that catalyst, and I'm hoping that this whole process of application might lead to some of those things being done. But I would hope that even though we're going to have them come back, assuming we follow this, most of the elements of that, that we could go ahead and today give an endorsement that would help strengthen the modest position in that regional discussion.
Great. Mr. Linton?
Oh, actually, I was going to suggest that we put that portion in the form of a motion so that we can, in fact, move that forward. So, and the timeliness of us getting behind that at this point, I thought was pretty crucial. So if we could separate that as an action item and move forward in the form of a motion.
I would second that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, so Mr. Linton, would you mind introducing the motion? And you already have a second.
As was eloquently presented by our staff, we'd like to have a motion going forward that suggests that this board supports Metro taking a leadership role in putting forth in front of the region opposition to pursuing federal funds to support progressive bus regional program that would include specificity as indicated on page two of the document.
I second that, Mr. Chairman. I think I'd say between now and when we get to the board meeting, perhaps staff will refine that into language that is most helpful to them that we can give final approval to at the board meeting.
Move seconded with a minor adjustment. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Great. Additional comments? That's it. We're adjourned.